Berridge.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news from Russia, where the Kremlin has just declared a full ceasefire on Ukraine from May 8th to the 10th, the day Russia celebrates its victory over Nazi Germany. President Trump met with Ukraine's Zelensky at the Vatican over the weekend.
He wants to do something good for his country. Thinks he's doing a good job and he's working hard. We'll see what happens.
Secretary of State Rubio has said the U.S. will pull out of peace talks this week if there's no movement. The Vatican says the Sistine Chapel has been sealed and a conclave to elect a successor to Pope Francis will begin a week from Wednesday. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Vatican City.
So many people down in the square told us they'll miss Pope Francis for being a voice for the voiceless, just a rare person at a time of growing authoritarianism around the world. Now it'll be up to the cardinals next week at the conclave to elect a new pope if the church follows down that path.
A local man in Vancouver is under arrest after police say he drove his SUV into a crowd celebrating Filipino heritage, killing 11 people, including a five-year-old. RJ Aquino with the group Filipino BC.
The fact that all levels of government, as far as elected politicians that were here, coming out in solidarity with the Filipino community shows that the Filipino community is loved and welcomed here.
Police say the suspect has a history of mental health issues. They have ruled out terrorism. We've learned the pilot of the Black Hawk helicopter that crashed into a passenger plane near Reagan National Airport in January missed crucial instruction from her co-pilot.
The order from flight instructor Warrant Officer Andrew Eaves to Captain Rebecca Loach came just 15 seconds before the crash. And the New York Times reports just 20 seconds before the crash, an air traffic controller asked the pilots if they had spotted the passenger jet. But investigators found that one of the pilots was pressing the microphone at the same time and didn't hear the tower. 67 people died in the crash on January 29th. Everyone on the American Airlines plane and the Army helicopter. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
A trial begins in France today for the gang of thieves accused of robbing Kim Kardashian at gunpoint almost 10 years ago. CBS's Elaine Cobb has details from Paris.
The 10 accused were almost all in their 60s when they robbed the TV celebrity in her hotel room in Paris in October 2016, wearing police uniforms, then escaped on bicycles. The jewel heist, worth nearly $10 million, was never found.
S&P futures are down 5, Dow futures off 20, NAS futures down 17. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Authorities in Kenosha County are investigating the discovery of a body found in a Washington Road drainage grate near the airport. Initial reports suggest it may be a missing person. A Union Grove man faces child enticement charges after allegedly planning to meet a minor at a Hardee's. It follows a sting where police posed as a teen. 41-year-old Stephen LaChance is due in court this week for a preliminary hearing. Racine's Pearl Street Yard Waste Facility is temporarily shifting its entrance. It'll move to Racine Street starting this week. It's due to construction that'll last through early June. Congressman Brian Stile holds a telephone town hall today. The event does require advance registration to take part. And the strongest stuff is expected to be to the west of here, but there is a chance of severe storms. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
We have the potential for a few strong to severe thunderstorms this evening and overnight tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado will be possible, so be weather aware this evening. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy and breezy with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
I love going to the grocery store. It's like a museum of food I've eaten. Ah, the work of Frito-Lay. A lovely exhibit. Peanut butter and jelly in the same jar. A masterpiece. What is this, double stuffed Oreos? How abstract. I do feel uncomfortable when they're bagging my groceries, though. Talk about feeling lazy. Say, hey, thanks for putting my groceries in my bag. I could help, but I'll just watch. Yeah, I'm exhausted from picking that out. You want to come home and unpack them for me? I'm looking for a friend. When did we have to become members of all these grocery stores? Are you a member of our secret club? I'm just getting hot dogs. That'll be $8,000. Or you can join our club. I can't come to a lot of meetings.
Wouldn't it be nice? Local news, timeless hit to WRJN. It's 8:09, looking for sunshine with a high near 68 today. Right now it's sunny and 50 here at Radio Park. All right, now that millennials are in their mid-40s, they're sharing some of the most middle-aged things they're saying. Like, these are people that were kids just a few years ago. Now they're saying, calling a 21-year-old guy a kid. They just don't make them like they used to. They're talking about wood dressers. Having a riveting conversation with some friends about the office chairs for lumbar support. I haven't had a drink in 6 months. Alcohol makes me sleepy. You want to go out to dinner? I can't. I have chicken in the fridge that's going to have to cook it before it goes bad. And finally, here's what those millennials are saying now that they're in their mid-40s. I was venting to a coworker about the noisy people living next door, and I realized, I said the words, darn teenagers and their Bluetooth machines. Oh, that makes you feel old, doesn't it? It's 810 at WRJN. Got Neil Diamond now. You got to me. Local news, timeless hits. We're at 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere, the historic, legendary AM frequency of 1400. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl. You got to me, got to my soul. You got to me, you got control. You got to me, you got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her, yeah. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl. You got to me, got to my soul. You got to me, you got control. You got to me. You got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please, girl. You got to me, got to my soul. You got to me, you got control. You got to me, you got to me, you got to be mine. You got to me, you got to me, girl. Alright, come on now. Say you got to me now.
Radio Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
Just out of the name of love, Diana Ross, Supremes, local news, Tamla's hit to WRJN at 8:16. Looking for sunshine today, highs near 68. It's 50 and sunny right now, right here at Radio Park. Hey, believe it or not, this is true. A man is suing a psychic for a third time because she claimed to have a PhD and would help him remove a curse that his ex-girlfriend put on him. But she hasn't removed the curse. So now he's suing her for fraud and demanding $25,000 in damages. That I would love to see on Court TV. Wouldn't you? Hey, how about the best of Pete now? The Pete and the Beat. Here we go.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is adding a category to the Oscars. Starting in the year 2028, Best Stunt Design will be recognized as a category. The honor will be officially called the Academy Award for Achievement in Stunt Design. Movies released in 2027 will be eligible for the honor at the 100th Academy Awards ceremony. The late actor Chadwick Boseman was known for being committed to his craft. He was so committed, according to Black Panther director Ryan Coogler, that he talked with the T'Challa accent through the entire movie shoot. This is not that uncommon, but it did freak out Disney executives who visited the set. Coogler says he had to tell the executives not to panic and that Boseman was working. Coogler's new film, Sinners, opens in theaters April 18th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, that's hospicealliance.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
The movie Girls, 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 Elvis Presley, Return to Sender. It's a Monday morning.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
I don't think any of us want to do the work today. Hey, the Racine Raiders kick off their 2025 season Saturday, this Saturday, May 3rd at Horlick Field against the Tennessee Hornets at 7 p.m. WRJN will air the game featuring Don Wadowitz on the play-by-play. Listen for your chance to win four packs of tickets to all the home games. Raiders football sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine's beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. And Kelly Freeman of EXP Realty. You can hear the Raiders, brought to you by those great people right here at WRJN. It's 8:23, looking for sunshine today with a high near 68. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers tonight. Could be some real violent weather tonight. Beware of it. Stay tuned and check our weather reports, all right? Lows near 61 tonight. Sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Temps falling to 55. Right now, I got the Lemon Pipers.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. Green tambourine. Drop a dime before tambourine.
Spencer Davis Group. Give me some love at 829 at WRJN. Where was this when I was dating? Students at Stanford worked on an AI-powered glasses that act like a personal teleprompter to help you with chit-chat. They listen to what people say and use ChatGPT to come up with things to say back. It's used for dates and also for job interviews. I could have used that when I was going on dates. I had nothing to say. That would have been perfect. 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Our scene mother has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for child neglect after her five kids were found severely malnourished in an unfinished basement with no food and hardly any lighting. Daja Turner's kids ranged in age from 14 months to 14 years old. Prosecutors said all kids weighed under 55 pounds, with the youngest at just 10. Congressman Brian Steyer will hold a town hall today. It won't be in person, but a telephone version. People interested in taking part in the first district discussion have to register in advance on Stiles' website. There's another Kenosha native in the NFL. Brock Lampe played for Bradford and has signed with the New England Patriots as an undrafted free agent. It follows a standout career as a fullback at Northern Illinois. Exceeding expectations and then some. Lisa Hale has an NFL draft recap.
Organizers thought 250,000 people would visit the NFL draft in Green Bay this year. They were wrong. The official count over the three-day period was 600,000 attendees. John Baker, head of global events for the NFL.
I got it completely wrong. I thought 250,000 people would come to this draft over 3 days, and you have completely blown that number out the doors.
Green Bay is the smallest market to host an NFL team, but it tied the number seen in Nashville in 2019. Detroit set the record last year when 775,000 people attended the 3 days of draft activities. And for those keeping track, there was only one arrest and 8 ejections over the entire 3 day period.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have the potential for a few strong to severe thunderstorms this evening and overnight tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado will be possible, so be weather aware this evening. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy and breezy with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
I got a new job accidentally. Yeah, they say it's hard to find a job these days, but here's what I found out. If you park your car outside of any bar at closing time and leave your car doors unlocked, whether you want to be or not, you're an Uber driver. The problem is we listen to our phones too much. We listen to our phones over people now. This guy got into my car, and I was like, get out of my car. And he's like, but my phone said I should be in your car. It's my car. Get out. He's like, I don't know, my phone said. I get it. I understand why we're all addicted to our phones. My phone is my entire brain now. I can't get anywhere without my phone because my phone's my maps, right? I can't do math without my phone. My phone's my calculator. I don't know any more phone numbers. If I get arrested and I get one phone call, I'm just prank dialing people at that point. Your refrigerator running? I got nothing. I can either call 911, don't think that's gonna help. Or I gotta hope whoever has the phone number, 8675309. Thank you, that was for the over 35. You guys, yeah. That's not for you, sir. Yeah, no.
Trouble if you left me now, 'cause I don't know where to look for.
Seriously from Chicago, the Shy Lights. Oh, girl. Local news. Timeless hit to WRJN. It's 836. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 68. Maybe some rough weather tonight. Lows around 61. Partly sunny chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Temperatures falling to around 55 right now. It's sunny and 50 right here at Radio Park. All right, I've got some odd but true stuff here for you. You know, people typically touch their phones 2,617 times a day. Now, here's my question for you. How often do you wash that phone or wipe it down? Probably never, right? It costs $6 to visit Karl Marx's grave in London, which is ironic since he's the most famous critic of capitalism in history. $6, huh? All right. He's got one of those see-through caskets where you can just, you know, see him. I think he was encased in glass or plastic anyway. Four Tops, baby, I need your lovin'. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so alone.
Chico, Bad Moon Rising, CCR. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. This is interesting. A town in New Jersey is struggling to A town in New Jersey is struggling to keep its youth baseball umpires because parents keep screaming at them. So they have a new rule. If you berate an umpire, you have to suit up and call the games yourself. Naturally, most of these loudmouths actually don't know baseball all that well. So there'll still be a certified umpire at the game to make sure the correct calls are made. And of course, other parents will let them know when they make a wrong call. Local parents and league Little League officials love this idea. So it's possible it could catch on. Stop berating people at a Little League game. It's a Little League game. Supposed to have some fun. Simon and Garfunkel at WRJN. Here's Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Ooh, Simon Garfunkel, Homeward Bound. What a catalog of music they have, huh? It's 8:45, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Going to be sunny today with a high near 68. Maybe some rough weather tonight. Beware of that, all right? Sunny, 50 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. All right, according to the job site Zipia.com, here are the jobs where people make the most tips these days, all right? Looking for tips? Servers at restaurants. Food delivery drivers, babysitters and nannies, Uber and Lyft drivers, bartenders, doormen, hotel employees, hairdressers, beauticians, golf caddies. They get about $50 per player or more if it's a really nice course. DJs at parties for song requests, especially if they put a tip jar out. Now, wouldn't it be great if we could charge for requests here on the radio? I'd be rich. It's 8:45 at WRJN.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, oh, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Say I'm a lonely teenager. Now I'm 17, still alone, wondering if I should go home.
DeMucci, Dion of the Belmonts, Dion. It's 8:50, local news, Tamla's hits here at WRJN. Just talking to one of our listeners, Scott. He said, up at the draft, what do you think it costs for a beer? And I said, it's about $12. He goes, $17.50 for a beer. And if you park your car in a distance from Lambo, you can get a golf cart ride for $10. Wow. Capitalism at its best up in Green Bay, huh? 8:51, looking for sunshine today. Maybe some rough weather tonight. We'll keep you on top of that, all right? Right now, we got sunshine and 50 degrees here at Radio Park. Here's Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl at WRJN.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game. Laughing. Skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. so slow. Gone down the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know, to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. Say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. My window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
Jazz. Brad and Jeremy, summer song, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes is Dan Marcus and his Wax Museum. Coming up at 2 o'clock today, Kurt Vollman, and he will relive his high school glory days this afternoon at 5 o'clock with a 5 o'clock high school reunion, a set of timeless hits each afternoon, where he'll feature three songs from the same year that you help him select. Go to WRJN.com and enter your favorites from 1964. What a great year for music, the Beatles, and a great tune, The British Invasion, 1964. High school reunion with Kurt Vollman today, 5 o'clock at WRJN. At 6 o'clock, the music continues. Timeless hits, local news with Chris Morrow. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning bright and early. Yeah, 6 a.m. Be careful tonight, okay? Maybe some rough weather. We'll keep you on top of that here at WRJN, all right? Right now, I've got Stevie. I was made to love her right here at WRJN.
I was born in Little Rock, had a childhood sweetheart. We were always hand in hand. I wore high-top shoes and sandals. Susie was in pigtails. I knew I loved her even then. You know, my papa disapproved it.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Kremlin's declared a full ceasefire in Ukraine for a few days next week when Russia celebrates Victory Day over Nazi Germany. The announcement comes as the Trump administration loses patience with peace negotiations. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham.
President Trump met with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky before the Pope's funeral Saturday.
He wants to do something good for his country.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio said yesterday that this is a critical week for the administration to decide whether to continue involvement in peace talks with Russia and Ukraine.
The Vatican says the Sistine Chapel's been sealed and the conclave to choose a